So I want to talk about Fiendphone and people who tell me you're doing it wrong in the free media that I help bring into the world with Derek Slopey. What do you guys think?
It's true. You're doing it wrong. Yeah, you're not satisfying all of the people all of the time. So
for no money. Wrong. Yeah. Yeah. Dobby, do you have that thing up right there of that link on the Freedom Fiend site to the comments that someone made?
You want me to read the comment? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, from Michael LeCompte. And I want to say, Michael LeCompte is a good guy. He's commented a bunch on the Fiends. I'm not denigrating him by reading this comment. This comment is indicative of a lot of comments we've gotten since we came out with Fiendphone in beta. And generally, the comments are either you're using the wrong license for your free software, or make the Mac version, Android version, or Linux version right now, or you're doing it wrong because you did it on Windows, not Linux. And what I'm going to do is the first segment of this show, first or second segment, we're going to address this, and I'm never going to answer it again. And when people complain, I'm going to cut and paste the link to this episode to them. So this is going to kill a bunch of birds with one stone. So go ahead and read this, please.
Copyleft involves government guns for open source software. It is counterproductive. It is good to hear of the progress of Fiendphone.
Yeah. So, you know,
this is short and sweet. I'm not sure where the gun is.
Well, but, the gun is that, okay, he's confusing copyleft, which is a certain type of open source license, like the GNU license, which demands that it's a benevolent virus. It demands that any derivations of it use the same license. We're actually using a different form of open source license that he would have the same complaint about because they're both backed by government guns, because they both involve usages of copyright law. So he's saying basically there should be no copyright, that it should be public domain or some made up license like, hey man, do what you want with it. That's our license. F yeah, you know, something like that.
Right.
There's two kinds of open source licenses. One is copyleft, which demands that anything made from it has the same license, the same freedoms. The other kind is a permissive license, which is the kind we're using, the BSD license. There's a few of them. The MIT license is permissive also. It permits people to do anything with it. It's even more open and free, but people who love the copyleft versions don't like it because they say it's less open and free. It's one of those religious wars about, you know, something people have strong opinions about. It basically allows people to do whatever they want with it, including using it in closed source software or hardware even. So if Google wanted to come out with a new phone that ran on Fiendphone that was not open source, they could actually use Fiendphone's software in it, so, or code. So it's more permissive, but some people don't like that because it doesn't allow you to, you know, replicate the peace virus of freedom that is the GNU license. So I don't know that Michael LeCompte really understands this. And again, I'm not picking on him. This is just the latest. I've been getting these on the Freedom Fiend site, the Fiendphone site, on Facebook, on instant messages, on emails. Even somebody over the phone told me this. So like all these people have all these opinions. And the thing is, I think a lot of people don't really understand all the ramifications of it. So read my response there, please. Randy, do you have it up or do you want to read it, Dobby? Who has it up?
I do have it.
I got it if you want.
Randy,
you can go ahead, Randy.
All right, then. Michael W. Dean writes, I know, but copyleft has legal meaning that people can use. Just putting no copyright has no understood meaning. Companies won't use your software. Saying copyleft is bad to use is like saying real anarchists don't use government roads. The government has a monopoly on recognizing licensing. Everything has to work off of copyright to be able to be used anywhere. Even Creative Commons rides on the back of copyright law. Anyway, we're not using copyleft license on Fiendphone. We're using another license, which is not copyleft. It's what's called a permissive open source license, BSD3. But it rides on government copyrights.
I was abbreviating. It's the BSD3 clause license. It's not BSD version 3, but it's BSD3 clause license.
Okay. Continue?
Yes.
But it still rides on government copyright, so your complaint would still stand. But your comment, no matter how well-meaning, is uninformed. It really is like saying real anarchists don't use government roads. Regarding the socialist gimme-gimme kids demanding make it for Mac, for Android, for Linux, right now, We cannot make it for those operating systems. But someone will, and as long as we have a recognized open source license that rides on government copyright, if we make up our own non-copyright based license, far, far less programmers and no companies will be interested in putting the hundreds of hours of their talented time into making other versions of FiendPhone. We know what we're doing is this. Thanks to the kudos.
Hang on. We know what we're doing with this. You know, like I've researched.
I should have had you read this one. Go ahead, finish it up.
Because you're so mellow. You're a good reader, but you're so mellow. You're not putting the "and furthermore" that this really requires. So I will finish it with the.
That's because I'm the normal one.
Well, you're the attorney who's in court trying to smooth things out from the client, which would be me going, no, I've been wronged. Damn it! I demand justice. Okay, so. Thanks on the kudos on our progress, but I honestly would be making more progress if I weren't spending so much time explaining over and over and over why we do the things we do. LOL. Worms. MWD.
Base. You know, I kind of want to point out just that the people who are airing this grievance, they're really doing it in the wrong way because they're using a DNS system, which is, you know, run by the government.
Yeah.
And so they should be attempt to communicate with you using something that doesn't use the government if their position is that you can't use.
You can access the Freedom Fiend site through fiends.bit and freedomfiends.bit, and you can access the FiendPhone site through fiendphone.bit.
Well, so he should have done that.
He should not be using the government roads to get to our website.
Or send smoke signals.
Yeah, and the same with everybody else. And again, Michael LeCompte is not a bad guy. It's just this is the last one that came up today of many of these. So I wanted to springboard off that one. So,
Michael, let me ask one thing about this. I'm curious about it. In a stateless society where there was no copyright at all, how might you address these problems if you could not hang your hat on
We can talk about that law extensively, but I would first like to finish. Let's put a pin in that because I'd first like to finish what I'm doing now in the present time before going into the Black Mirror of the not too distant future. And we are going to talk about the show Black Mirror. We're all fans. So later in the show, if you're a fan and if you haven't, you should be because. It involves screens, and we're talking about screens. there's a guy who wrote a thing that I really like named Jason Scott, who was an OG computer guy. He was one of the first editors on Wikipedia before most people heard of Wikipedia, one of the first contributors. He made a great documentary about the BBS system, the bulletin board system, the pre-World Wide Web connecting of computers. And he wrote this article in 2004, which I will link in the show notes, called The Great Failure of Wikipedia. It's kind of long, but the one line I really liked most of it, let me read this. This is what the inherent failure of Wikipedia is. It's that there's a small set of content generators and a massive amount of wonks and twiddlers, then a heaping amount of procedural whack jobs. This is also true with making your own software company or anything. I mean, it's a small amount of content generators, massive amount of wonks and twiddlers, and a heaping amount of procedural whack jobs. And the massive twiddlers...
Hey, procedural whack jobs need jobs, too.
And the massive twiddlers and procedural whack jobs means that content generators stop being so and have to become content defenders. Woe be that your take on things is off from the majority. Even if you can prove something, you're now in a situation that anybody can change it. Now, I mean, that's the situation with open source software, too, but none of these people, and that's the great thing about it, but none of these people that are complaining over and over to me every day are programmers. None of them are saying, hey, you made it for Windows, that's stupid. I'm a Linux programmer. I'm going to make it for Linux and make it great. You know, they're just saying
they're twiddlers. Procedural whack jobs.
Yeah.
They
are. Yeah. And so basically what I'm saying is, if you want this made for Mac, for Android, for Linux, get out of the way. Quit bugging me. Quit telling me the same things over and over that are wrong. Make a donation, even if you don't use Windows and hate Windows. Because the more we can get this perfect for Windows, the more it's going to spread, and the more likely somebody who programs for one of those other operating systems is going to step up and make the version of it for your operating system. That's how it works. We don't have enough money to go hire those programmers, but the market will provide if you get out of my way. Get out of our way and make a contribution. Quit being a procedural whack job and a twiddler. Freedom Fiends. Broadcasting live and worldwide from a windowless bunker at an undisclosed location in the rural, wild mountain west. I never grow tired of that. In the occupied states of America. Yeah. I told you guys to look at this on Wikipedia, and Randy looked it up, and he's like, wait, I thought this was about technology. I'm looking at a picture of a walled garden.
Walls are technology.
They are. They're some of the oldest technology.
A very primitive technology, but one of the longest lasting.
Religions are kind of walled gardens, some of them. Some of them are
inclusive. Closed platforms.
Closed platforms, yeah, all right.
Sort of. Okay.
Who wants to read this article, this whole entire article, closed platforms?
The whole article, very quickly.
The closed platforms. If you go to the closed platform article on Wikipedia, if you want to read along, if you're playing the home board version of the Freedom Fiends, also known as walled gardens. Yeah.
A closed platform, walled garden, or closed ecosystem is a software system where the carrier or service provider has control over applications, content, and media, and restricts convenient access to non-approved applications or content. This is in contrast to an open platform where consumers have unrestricted access to application, content, and much more. I like they put much in there. It's like advertising for the alternative. For example, in telecommunications, the services and applications accessible on a cell phone or any given wireless network used to be tightly controlled by the mobile operators. The mobile operators limited the applications and developers that were available to users' home portals and homepages. For example, a service provider might have restricted user access to users with no prepaid money left on their account. This has long been a central issue constraining the telecommunications sector as developers face huge hurdles in making their applications available for end users. In a more extreme example, with the pre-regulated 1970s American telephone system, Bell owned all the hardware, including all phones and all the signals, and virtually even the words or information on their wires. A landmark case was Hushaphone versus the United States, wherein Bell unsuccessfully sued a company producing plastic telephone attachments. In the case of Bell, it was an openly government sanctioned and regulated monopoly by the Communications Act of 1934. More generally, a walled garden can refer to a closed or exclusive set of information services provided by users, similar to a real walled garden. And there's a link to the site we were at before with walls and plants. A user in a walled garden is unable to escape this area unless it is through the designated exit points where the walls are removed.
So are we talking about Apple here? Is that what this
well,
is?
Yeah, we're talking about Apple.
There's Apple. There's Amazon Kindles. You know, they can't read stuff outside their ecosystem.
So, Apple banned all the Bitcoin applications for a while. Amazon Kindle removed 1984 for a little while.
Really? Why? Creepy.
I don't know. It was a copyright issue.
Did they remove Fahrenheit 451 too? And like just have it virtually like go up in a puff of virtual smoke on your screen?
We have to update the title with the temperature at which motherboards burn.
Yeah. So here's the thing, man. Anybody who says to me that Apple stuff is better than Windows, they're
wrong. It's a gilded cage.
It is, man. It is a gilded cage, you know, which reminds me of an episode of Black Mirror, the one that Randy saw. Everybody lives in a gilded cage. Yeah, man, when you say to me, as some people do in their leftist religiosity, basically when someone says, oh, Windows sucks, man, Apple's great, what they are a victim of marketing. They really are, because Apple's a walled garden that doesn't play well with others. And when people, the thing is, at this point, Windows systems are much less a walled garden than Macintosh systems. The security is higher, and they're really cheap compared to Apple stuff for the same amount of power. And when people say, you know, make your thing for Linux, first of all, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, if you're really a Linux power user, you wouldn't complain, you just make it, because that's the real Linux users.
I'll give you a perfect example. of the consequences of a closed of a walled garden. I've said before, I was a Mac user for the 5 years that I was in art school,
then
and then I converted back to PC. Right?
Then you graduated.
But to PC. I remember my first year to get on the internet in the dorms. I needed an Ethernet card, and this was like in all the tutoring stuff. And I went to the store, and there were dozens of versions of PC Ethernet cards, and there was one version of Apple Ethernet cards, and it was five times as expensive.
There you go, man. But the leftists who are victims of marketing would pay it and say, I'm superior.
Yeah. Well, leftists love monopolies.
They do.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Freedom Fiends, washing your brains since 2011. All right, so walled gardens, we're talking about closed systems. And Linux is not a walled garden, and that's one of the beauties of it, is like anybody can change it, can do whatever they want with it, can make it, can examine the code of it, and it's free. But here's the thing, Linux is an open garden, but people who are... There's a certain variety of Linux user that kind of mentally makes it a closed garden. It's the people who run around from website to website putting out brush fires of someone saying something good about Windows. A really common example is, like, I was editing the Guns and Weed movie, working on Windows with my Adobe Premiere, and I had a question about how to do something in it. And I posted it on Facebook. This is back when I had 3,500 friends before I left, and now I don't even care, and I don't know how many friends. Whatever number of friends I have now, like, the closed garden of Facebook is not letting most of them see what I post because they've changed the algorithms. So I posted this, and, like, you know, a couple of people said, oh, I don't know, I used to use Premiere, but I don't remember. Somebody else said, well, try this website, it might tell you. And then somebody jumped on there and said, throw away your PC and buy a Linux system and use this Linux operating system. And I'm like, what a ridiculous comment for someone who is seeking a question to an answer of a time sensitive, like, I'm in deadline. You know, I said I was in deadline, like, finishing this movie, and was having problem outputting something. And that's just ridiculous, opportunistic evangelizing for a religion. I mean, that's like if you posted, oh, I just lost my job, anybody know of any job openings? And somebody you didn't know jumped on there and said, if you follow the word of Jesus Christ, Lord, our Savior, good things will come to you. Like, that's not the answer you need when you're looking for a job. Okay? Their answer is throw away your computer and start the whole thing over on a different operating system with software you've never used.
Never heard of a dual boot system? What kind of an idiot was this?
No, but even so, that was not the answer. It's like saying, oh, you're having a problem with your Ford car? Get an electric car. You know? It's ridiculous.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
Freedom. So the basic the redemption in the third act of my ranting about people complaining about what operating system we're programming for free, how we're building the roads for free, or what license we're using, is this. You don't have to make walled gardens out of things with mental things. Like people who say, oh, you should be using Linux. No, we should be using Windows because we're trying to reach as many people as possible. And a much higher percentage of people use Windows for computers than Mac or Linux, especially Linux. And Linux is a great system. I like it. I have a computer running Linux only, not even dual boot. But I don't have a Linux programmer on my team that's willing to work for, you know, whatever I can raise money for him and hand him. So any Linux program that wants to step up and do that. But here's the thing, and the thing about the license, like, we're using the license we're going to use. We understand what we're using, why we're using it, why we're using that specific open source license, which is basically because it's the only one that's really compatible with all the licensing on the open source components that we use for tiny parts of FiendPhone within it, because we didn't want to.
You're talking about, like, for the codec?
Yeah, for the codec and for N-Audio and probably for the port forwarding that we're going to use.
You really don't have the liberty to make it any more open than it is because of those limitations.
Yeah, we can't use a GNU public license. It's not compatible. According to Richard Stallman, who invented the GNU license and is the expert, it's not compatible with the BSD license. But the BSD license is compatible with the BSD license, which covers Opus, the Microsoft public license or open source license, I forget what it's called, that covers NAudio, and the MIT license that covers the framework that we're going to use for port forwarding probably. So it's the license we have to use to get the other thing to happen, which is people to be able to program the other operating system versions of this. So we know what we're doing. Anybody who says, you're doing it wrong, really doesn't understand what they're talking about. They're parroting things they've heard. They probably don't really even know what the word open source means, or if they do, they don't know the nuances of it and the different flavors of it and how they play with each other. And anybody who says, you should be using Linux, here's the problem with saying you should be using Linux in that kind of closed garden mentality of, if you're not using Linux, you're not cool. It's kind of like the against me argument. You know, it's kind of like, if you're not using Linux, you're a bad person. Here's the thing. Most people use Windows. So if you want to release something to reach the largest number of people, you want to use Windows, and the other systems will follow. People will go make them. And I don't have a Linux programmer on the team. I don't have a Mac programmer. We don't have an Android programmer. So we use what was available, which is this brilliant guy, Derek Slopey, who solved all these problems to create this free system that works the way we need it to work. And we're giving it away to the world the way we want. So if you don't like it, make your own system from it, because you can. Yeah.
Worms.
I understand.
Yeah, I do. I grok that, people.